Hello. I'm in a very rambly mood right now. So I figured I might as well just record it and maybe turn this into something that could be relaxing. Because to be fair, I probably would just end up having like a full-on conversation with myself if I didn't record it. And because I talk to myself a lot more than I would like to admit, but I guess I'm admitting it right now. So, anyway, if you're having trouble sleeping, or if you just want to, relax and lounge around, then maybe this will help. I personally love listening to audios like this a lot, because I don't know, there's just something very soothing about listening to people ramble about the most random things. I don't know why. But yeah, I don't really have like a plan as to what I'm going to say. But I guess that's the whole point, is that it's just gonna be my stream of thought. Anyway, let's see. And today I woke up a lot earlier than I would normally, which is pretty out of character for me because I'm not a morning person at all. I'm the kind of person that will wake up 10 minutes before I have to leave, throw on some clothes, have a glass of water, brush my teeth, and then leave. So, yeah, today I woke up at like 6, and I thought, well, I'm definitely not going to fall back asleep, so I might as well make the most of this morning. And so I went on a walk around my neighborhood, and it was so peaceful. Being awake that early, it feels like you're the only person alive, which I love. I really don't like crowds. So, yeah. There weren't even any cars, which was amazing. I love listening to these endless lo-fi streams on YouTube, and some of them have very specific titles of, like, certain moods. Like, you know, the Spotify playlists that have super specific titles, that are supposed to, like, represent a feeling or a mood or something. Well, yeah, I listen to the lo-fi version of those on YouTube, and listening to that while I was walking around, it felt like a dream. It felt like I was walking around on a cloud. And also, not to mention, it was the perfect day, because, everything is in full bloom here. All the trees, all the flowers are out, and everything is so green. I love it. It's my favorite time of year. Definitely. So, I would say that waking up that early and actually experiencing the world around me before most people are out was very well worth it, and I would do it again. Will I do it again tomorrow? Probably not. I'll probably be sleeping, but in theory, I would do it again. I should also probably mention that it's Saturday, so that means that I didn't have to get up two, outrageously earlier, to experience it. If it were a weekday, probably would have to push it up a couple hours to get the same effect. But, yeah. I hope that you are having a good day and did something that maybe made you step back from the stresses of everyday life. 'Cause that's important. It's important to not feel like you're too overwhelmed by one thing. And take some time for yourself when you need it, because you deserve that. Anyway, what else could I talk about? Oh, I could talk about dreams. I've been having weird dreams lately, and I'm also someone that remembers a lot of my dreams, because in the morning I usually wake up in the middle of my dream, so then I'll just immediately write it down in the notes on my phone as quickly as I can in the 5 minutes that I have before it starts to fade from my memory. But lately I've been having these dreams where it feels like I'm not in my own body. Like I'll be watching myself experience the things in my dream from like another place in the room. And yeah, it's really weird. It kind of freaks me out when that happens, because I feel like I'm just an observer in whatever's happening. And of course I don't realize that I'm dreaming as I'm dreaming. It's not a lucid dream. It's just a really unsettling type of experience, and I'm very curious as to why that keeps happening. And so, if you study dreams, if you know anything about dreams, let me know. I'm probably gonna Google it tonight though, so we'll see if I find anything that actually means anything. Dreaminterpretations.com. Just kidding, probably not a thing. But I wonder how our brain comes up with the things that we dream about. Like, I wonder how all that information is just being stored in our brain, that we have it available to us when we're in such a deep state of sleep, and how our brain can even put these little excerpts of information into a story or into like a scenario. Like, yeah, it's very interesting to think about. I wanted to study dreams for a while in college. I had the choice to either work in a sleep lab or a physiology lab, and I chose the physiology lab. But sometimes I wish that I had chosen the sleep lab, because that would have been really cool to study that. All aspects of sleep, not just dreams. But, it's also interesting how some people are really prone to remembering their dreams, and some people don't remember them at all. It's probably just based on when you typically wake up, if you wake up during your dreams, or if you wake up while you're not dreaming. But Yeah. The human brain is quite fascinating. It's quite impressive, to say the least. Sometimes I feel like we're smarter than we give ourselves credit for. But at the same time, I mean, that doesn't apply in all aspects, because humans do a lot of dumb things, myself included. But thinking about dreams and human behavior and how we know certain things and how we pick up on other people's body language and all of these things is very fascinating. I love just thinking about it and reading random articles about it. Particularly neuroscience articles. Like, I recently read this one about consciousness and basically how scientists are trying to disprove some of the theories of consciousness, which I'm very curious to learn how, because how can you disprove something that we know so little about in the first place? Like, how can you just say, oh, this theory is eliminated because it doesn't meet this criteria? Well, there's so many different things that you have to consider when it comes to consciousness. You can't just consider one aspect. Like, there's the this ramble is turning so nerdy. I didn't mean for this to happen. Like, the physiological aspect of it, the philosophical aspect of it, and how those two interconnect. And yeah, it's a lot. I definitely want to read more about it when more information comes out, but I think it's really cool to think about that kind of thing. Like, the bigger questions in life that no one knows the answer to, but I guess that's what makes it so... I guess that's what makes us so interested in it, is just the pure fact that it's unknown. The fact that some things we will never know the answer to, but oh my god, do we wish that we did? I love it. I think even if we never find the answers to these questions, like how the universe came to be, how our brains work in great detail, all of these things, if we never find the answers to them, then that's fine with me, because I just like thinking about them. I don't really have to know the answer to be satisfied. I think just the more that we can uncover, obviously that's insanely, insanely cool and impressive, but I don't expect to be hearing anything, any answers in my lifetime, or any human lifetime, probably. I wish that we could understand each other better, though. You know, I feel like so much hate and conflict comes from just a lack of understanding. And of course, you can't just rule out, you can't just blame it all on that. Of course, there's bigotry and ignorance and all those things, but sometimes I wish that if everyone could just understand people from their own perspective, or from a different perspective, then it would solve, or not solve, but make humans a lot more accepting to one another. And yeah, I guess this ramble turned into something more than a ramble, and I guess it's getting pretty long, so I am gonna leave it at that, and I hope that you have a good rest of your day, or a good night, and thank you for listening.